Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to a coverage episode on Comic Chronicle. And as always, I'm your host, Society's Mutant / Metahuman, Dakota Morgan, coming to you from Phoenix, Arizona. Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen, and everyone in between and such, we're going to be covering today the fun, the fabulous, the most, probably behind Aquaman, or maybe in front of Aquaman, depending on how you look at it. Made fun of thing in the universe. Well, in DC Universe. Green Lantern Corps. It's not really Green Lantern, but we're going to be covering the Green Lantern Corps and all those other detailed things about it today. To give those people a little bit more mind and a little bit more knowledge about the Green Lantern, the Green Lanterns, then most people that really don't have that much knowledge at all with recent movies and that, him not being in Justice League so far as we know, we're kind of like, what the shit? Because he's a pretty big dominant thing in there, so it's good to know about it. So we're going to give you guys a little bit of history, to say the least. Here's your history lesson for today, kiddies. Alright, we're looking at the creators John Broome, Jill Kane, Bill Finger, Martin O'Dell, Gardner Fox, all created the Green Lantern Corps. And then Green Lantern itself, the first ever Green Lantern, though, appeared in All-American Comics number 16. The Corps itself first appeared in Showcase number 22, 1959. So the first Green Lantern appeared in 1940, but the Corps, though, appeared in 1959. Alright. So we're going to go on a little synopsis right now for your history lesson, chapter one. Kidding. We're not doing that shit. As they operate out of the planet Oa and led by an immortal race of beings called the Guardians, who have been there since the beginning of the galaxy and beginning of the universe. Pretty damn fucking old people. The Green Lantern Corps is the intergalactic military / police force that keeps peace in the galaxy and the universe as itself. As it's split up into 3,600 sectors, and each sector gets two rings. And the Marines choose those with the greatest fear, well, not the greatest fear, the greatest willpower and the most good in themselves. And they operate on that willpower of the universe and its bearer. And they get that willpower from the emotional spectrum. And can create anything the wearer can think of his or hers willpower. So that could be a lot of shit. That's like the most deadly. I think Batman himself has considered Green Lantern's weapon to be the most dangerous on Earth because it could literally do whatever the fuck you could think of. Imagine if the Joker gets it. We're screwed. So on Earth, though, Earth is the exception to this rule of the two rings. And the Earth, it is, first up, the main Green Lantern, the main man himself, not Lobo, is Hal Jordan. He's the main GL in our time. Before that, though, the original, or first ever Green Lantern, was Alan Scott. He's the one that you may see a Green Lantern-looking guy wearing a black mask and he has like a black and cape and whatnot. That's him. Next up, though, for the current Green Lanterns, we have after Hal Jordan, who's basically the leader of the Corps, I would say, right now. Yeah, he's the leader. Yeah, he's the leader. It depends what story you read, but he's basically the leader. Then next up, you have Guy Gardner, you have Jade, you have Jon Stewart, Simon Baz, Jessica Cruz, and Kyle Rayner. There's so much backstory to these characters, it is incredibly, it'd be another issue itself on the backstory of the human Green Lanterns. Not to mention the big Green Lantern characters that are in the Corps that are actually aliens. One's Kilowog. These are, I believe, there's a few others too, but Kilowog's basically the main guy. The main man, that's what they say. And the Green Lantern Corps is not the only one with these rings out there. There's many different Corps, actually. And they all have the different thing which they channel from the emotional spectrum. Some are evil, some are good. Most are evil. First up, we have the Red Lantern Corps, and they feed off rage and anger. They're evil, as you couldn't quite tell. Then next up, we have the Sinestro Corps, and they run on fear. They're actually, a little side note on, they're led by an ex-Green Lantern named Sinestro, who helped train Jordan. But he is the main villain to really Hal and the Corps itself. And he created Sinestro Corps and whatnot. And he believed Green Lanterns were not enough to protect the universe. But he also caused a lot of destruction and fear and whatnot. But hey! Also to Earth, too. Next up, we have the Orange Lantern Corps. And it's really just one Green Lantern named Larfreeze, but hey, whatever. And he runs on greed. Next up, we have the Star Sapphire Corps. They run on love. But they're kind of bitches. This is Annalise. Now this one, as you can kind of tell, it's going to be evil. The Black Lantern Corps, Death. Yeah, and they have some Blackest Night is a pretty good storyline in that one. Let me tell you, check it out. Next, we have the Alpha Lantern Corps. You don't hear too much of these guys, but they're basically the special forces of the Green Lantern Corps who go in and they kill when the situation calls for it, although Green Lanterns kill sometimes too, but hey, whatever. Then next, we have the White Lantern Corps. That's life. Not too many people are in that one. C'est la vie, but the Indigo Tribe, and they're run on compassion. Most of them are ex-prisoners, though, on a prison planet, but hey. And then we have the Blue Lanterns. And they go on hope. Pretty nice folks, though. And each corp has an oath, and it does a variety of things, such as if you're next to the lantern, it used to be you'd have to have the lanterns of that corps and whatnot with you, and you'd have to say your oath and it recharges. Now they did loopholes with that, but hey. And it can also recharge, it's good morale booster, and it also gives more energy and whatnot, and there's just so many things the oath will do. And it's pretty famous. But each corps has their own oath and does all their things and whatnot for each corps. And current Green Lantern series are running up right now, guys. We have Green Lanterns, and that stars Jessica Cruz and Simon Baz. Two rookies, actually. I'll give you guys this. There are two new Green Lanterns. Simon Baz is only a couple years old. Jessica Cruz, she's actually about a year or two. She's not that old. Like, when she's been created, not age-wise, literally, in the books, that would be kind of weird. No, when the character was created and put in books and that, pretty recent. They're recent characters. Good backstory, though, on both of them. Good backstory. Actually, on all the Green Lanterns, they all have good stories. And Jessica Cruz and Simon Baz are two rookies on Earth fighting various different things. Next up, we have Hal Jordan and the Green Lantern Corps. So you can probably imagine it's Hal Jordan and the other Green Lanterns and whatnot, humans and aliens and whatnot, all fighting in space. And they haven't done anything on Earth as of yet, as when I'm recording this podcast, but hey. Those are the two ones that are actually part of the Rebirth of DC Universe. So DC Universe is a Rebirth storyline, or Rebirth event, I guess you could say, where there's the revamping, again, of the DC Comics and whatnot. But the Rebirth's a different thing. We'll cover that one a different issue, guys. So that's all I have for you from the information from the Green Lantern Corps. There's so much to do with it. I want you guys, though, probably anti-reporting, but I want you guys to go in and check out Green Lantern for yourself. See which core you like. See which core you connect to the most. And go from there. There's Red Lantern books from the New 52. There's the Sinestro books. There's Blackest Night. There's Brightest Day. Big events that affected all of DC Universe in those ones. And Heroes Death and everything. Well worth checking out, guys and gals. Well worth checking out. Green Lantern is someone that's just kind of misunderstood. It's kind of like that misunderstood kid or that kid that's in the back. But he's actually this really kick-ass guy. He's new and he doesn't know anything or know anyone, and no one knows him, but he's actually really kick-ass. There may be a lot more in my personal life in that one than meaning to, but hey, whatever. Sorry to guys, as always, check if you guys want to tell me to cover anything else, or you want to give good reviews, bad reviews, or if you think I really left anything out, tweet me, message me at DakotaMorgan3 on Twitter. I'll always be listening and with you guys and whatnot and doing whatever. We'll figure out something. Maybe we'll do a Twitter event or something like that. But go ahead, tweet them out there. Make sure you guys also subscribe to the podcast. That helps greatly on iTunes. It helps very greatly because then popularity goes up. Recommend to your friends and family and whatnot too, because who knows? Maybe we can do events at Comic-Con. Maybe we can do all this fun stuff. Maybe we'll just go to a local comic book store, which I do support too. So that is all for you guys right now that I have for you for the Green Lantern Corps, because like I said, check it out yourself. Fantastic stuff is awaiting for you in the universe, guys. All you have to do is have the willpower to go for it. I'm going to end you guys on very good stuff. A very, very good note. By my power, Green Lantern's light.